This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is visiting the state of Kentucky to view tornado damage, offer condolences, and talk with local officials. AP's Jennifer King reports.
President Biden has been seeing firsthand the devastating storm damage in Kentucky.
I'm here to listen.
From a helicopter, he viewed neighborhoods in the town of Mayfield, pockmarked by piles of debris and homes without roofs.
As you fly over here, as I've done in the past, I've not seen this tornado this much damage from a tornado. You think, but for the grace of God, why was I not 100 yards outside that line?
The president met with local officials at an airport briefing and said federal aid would continue to flow.
There's no red tornadoes or blue tornadoes. There's no red states or blue states when this stuff starts to happen.
More than 30 tornadoes tore through 8 states over the weekend, killing at least 88 people. Thousands of residents have lost their homes or are without utilities. I'm Jennifer King.
With inflation in the United States surging, the Federal Reserve is pulling back its support for the economy at a quicker pace. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In an abrupt policy shift, the Fed announced it will shrink its monthly bond purchases at twice the pace it previously announced, likely ending them in March. The bond purchases were intended to hold down long-term interest rates, but the Fed says they're no longer needed, with unemployment falling and inflation at a near 40-year high. That accelerated timetable puts the Fed on a path to start raising interest rates in the first half of next year. And the Fed's new forecast suggests the central bank will raise its benchmark short-term rate, now pinned near zero, 3 times next year, up from just 1 rate hike projected in September. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN's nuclear watchdog says Iran will allow new cameras at a key nuclear site. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency and Iran have reached a deal to reinstall cameras damaged at a site that manufactures centrifuge parts. However, inspectors remain limited on what footage they can access there. The agreement will see cameras put back at Karaj, which came under what Iran describes as a sabotage attack in June. Iran since has refused IAEA teams access to replace cameras damaged in the incident, part of an ongoing hardline tact taken by Tehran at negotiations over its tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German police said Wednesday they had foiled a murder plot by anti-vaccination activists in the state of Saxony. Reuters' Louisa Nax has more.
5 suspects have been arrested and are under investigation. Protests against new restrictions on the unvaccinated and plans to make vaccinations compulsory for some groups in Germany have recently become more violent, with increased attacks on doctors, politicians and journalists. The state of Saxony, which has one of the highest rates of COVID-19 in Germany, as well as the lowest rates of vaccination, is no stranger to threats from anti-vaxxers. Germany's new Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has said his government will not tolerate violent protests against coronavirus restrictions. Vaccinations will become mandatory in Germany from March next year for people working in medical practices, including hospitals and nursing homes.
That's Reuters' Louisa Nax. Harry's Bar in Paris is celebrating the 100th birthday of the Bloody Mary. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The drink is believed to have been invented at Harry McElhone's bar in 1921. Harry's is now owned by Harry's great-grandson, Franz Arthur McElhone. He says his great-grandfather was fond of a dancer who performed in the U.S.
She used to work in a place in Chicago called the Bucket of Blood. So that's the story he gives. You can give a few more stories. There's a Hemingway story. He was it was just before getting married, and he was dating somebody called Mary.
Dante Agnelli is the bartender at Harry's. He knows how to make a good Bloody Mary.
Pins of salt and pepper, then a few dash of Tabasco, a splash of Worcester sauce, same for lemon juice.
And, of course,
a nice shot of vodka.
Mix and serve. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.